What keeps people from serving? Well, some folks feel like they're not worthy. I'm not worthy to serve. Some people feel like that they're not capable of serving. The devil has lied to them. The devil has tricked them into a place that they feel like that the only place that they, only thing that they can do is warm a pew. I'll come and sit and be quiet, and I won't be involved in anything, and that'll be how I serve the Lord. Well, I suppose that would be one way to serve Him. At least folks would know whose side you're on. Some folks feel like they're incapable. Look with me at 1 Corinthians, Romans, Corinthians, 1 Corinthians, the second chapter. And look at verse 9. I'll find it here after a while. But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither hath entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love Him. Think of it. So you think we're scratching the surface? You think we're doing it? Well, here the Bible says that we haven't discovered it yet. We've not come to that place to see what God really wants to do in our life. I mean, it's so much. Last week we talked about it's above anything that we can think about. It's above what we can think. It's going beyond that. What He wants to do in our lives. There's another reason that people do not serve. The devil has this videotape that he plays in our mind. Impressions from our past, things that took place in our past. Bill Gothard used to tell a story about a pastor that came to talk to him, and he said, I have this thing that I constantly worry about. I believe that God saved me. He's called me to preach. But he said something took place before that. And I had an affair with a lady. He said, I know God's called me to preach. I know that God saved me. But he said, when I go to some other place to preach, he said, I'm scanning the crowd, and I'm thinking that one of these days that lady's going to show up in one of those crowds, and she's going to pull out a white handkerchief and begin to wave it and say, "Yoo-hoo, preacher, remember me?" You see, the devil wants to play these videos in our life of mistakes that we've made, of places where we've stumbled. And so we allow him to gain ground in our life in such a way that we will not serve the Lord. And so you'd ask me the question, so what if you have something like that in your life? What if you have a fear like that in your life? What if there is something that just keeps coming up that blocks your way of really serving the Lord? Well, the Bible says that if we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sin. Well, that's just most of them, right? That's those that don't... That's not adultery and things like that, isn't that right? No, it says that if we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sin. Now, you help me out with this. And cleanse us from most unrighteousness. What? Oh, it's all. All. Isn't that a good word? That's a good word, church. All. All. And you know, I've looked that word up. I've been at this a long time, 40 plus years. I looked that word up and I discovered what that word means. I bet you already know, don't you? All means all. All means all. We get to thinking that we're not very capable. We allow those sins to cause us to feel unworthy. Well, those excuses will not hold water. God has not called you to any task that He will not enable you to do. So you and I need to remember, it's not your ability, but your availability. Let's look at 1 Corinthians a little more. Look at the first chapter and look at verse 26. For you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world. He didn't say world. I put that in there. God has chosen the weak, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught the things that are. That no flesh should glory in His presence. So what is a spiritual gift? Now, Lyle would accuse me of departing from the text, but we're going to depart from the text for our purpose today. And you look with me at 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, and verse 1. Now, concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you to be ignorant. In other words, God wants us to know about spiritual gifts, and He wants us to know what our spiritual gift is, and He wants us to be using that gift in the kingdom of God. He wants us to use it in the church to build up the church. Verse 1. This word spiritual or spiritual gifts